There is never a chance meeting with God. You may think that this is just an encounter, but God planned both the time and place.
The appointed encounter, what does it mean? The appointed encounter, Jesus. Helps me to see.
The Appointed Encounter podcast delves into familiar Bible stories to help us see and know when we have come to our destined meeting with the Lord. And now here's your host, Yvette Houghton.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever and whenever you are listening to this podcast. I am Yvette Houghton. It has been a minute since I last recorded a podcast, but I thank God for the rest, and we are back. I hope that you enjoyed the introduction. I thank God for my husband who wrote the lyrics to the song, and for our pastor, Pastor Darius Good of Bible Gospel Center and of Good Treasure Entertainment. If you need a producer, he's the one to go to, for writing the music and doing the intro for me. I thank God for you both. My husband is always a constant support. Darling, I love you. Thank you. Again, I hope you enjoyed that introduction. We're going to jump back into studying about in John chapter 4. As I was reading, actually today I was reading and just reviewing things, knowing that I was going to sit down to record this podcast tonight, something stuck out to me in verse number 6. So we're going to kind of go backwards before we go forward, but we're always moving forward whenever we're in the Word of God. Verse 6, as a reminder, says to you, "Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour." And it caught my attention, it being about the 6th hour. I'm like, wait a minute, there is something else that happened in that 6th hour. What are we looking at? What are you showing me? And so I began to search out the scriptures about the 6th hour, and the Lord allowed me to see that, again, that he was on the cross on the 6th hour. And it was between the 6th and the 9th hour that the skies went dark as Jesus hung on the cross. And he had been on the cross already for some time, and he had been beaten, as we know. He had cried his heart out and poured out everything in the garden until the angels had to come strengthen him for what he had to do. But I'm sure that by the 6th hour, the Son of Man, the Son of God, who is hanging on the cross, the light of all the world, is tired and he's wearied. His natural man is to a point that he's not even recognizable. And yet he's hanging there. And just prior to this, he is forgiving people. He's forgiving sins. And he's letting people know that you too will be with me in paradise in this day. And so yet still ministering while his body is aching, while he's bearing the weight of the world. He's bearing all of our sins, your sins and my sins, upon a cross. And the 6th hour comes, and the Son of God, the light of the world, the skies are now darkened. God is wearied now. He's wearied. And so we come back here to John chapter 4, and Jesus has now arrived at Jacob's well. He's made it thus far in his journey to get through Samaria so that he can go on to Galilee. And it's the 6th hour of the day. And the Bible says he's wearied with his journey. If you remember in the beginning when I first went over this verse, I pointed out that he was tired. He was tired of people talking about him. He was tired of already everything that he was going through, which is one of the reasons naturally you would say, I don't even feel like going the way I normally go. I'm not going to go my normal route. I'm going to go this shortcut. It's going to cut off 2 days' journey for me. That way I don't have to deal with people. But there's a must-needs moment. It was more than a must-needs to get to a well. There was someone there that he needed to meet with. There was someone there that needed to have an encounter with him that she might go back and tell her entire town that they may have their own encounter and make his shortcut now become the same length of time. But he's wearied at this point in the day. It's about the noon hour. It's the sixth hour. His body is wearied from a long journey. And I'm wondering, what are you showing us, Lord? Because in this sixth hour, you're wearied of your journey. At the beginning of the sixth hour on the cross, as you hung there, the skies went dark. And what God is saying to us to understand the encounter that we have with him in the weariness of our journeys. When there is a place that we must go to, when there is a journey that we must go on and it is not the normal path that we must take. Although we are wearied with our journey, continue on because there is a well. There's a well there that can give us a refreshing. There is purpose to our being on this journey. There are people that we are going to meet. There are people that need to hear from us so that they too can be enlightened to what God has for them, so that they too can know that there is hope. Understand that even in the weariness of this journey that you went on in going a different route, it's not a familiar route for you. This is a route that you normally wouldn't take. And people are looking at you, those who are walking with you are looking, why are we going this way? And you become weary and we've got to go get food somewhere we don't normally go get something to eat. But here we are. And in the weariness of your day, there is yet purpose. There is yet a purpose for you to be here. There is a purpose for this journey. There is a purpose for this path. Just as when the skies grew dark and at Calvary that day, at the sixth hour until the ninth hour, it may seem a forever time for you. It may seem dark for you in these small time frames, this small 3-hour time frame where you're just worn out. But trust me, there is purpose that you are about to fulfill. Please don't give up on this journey. Please don't stop at that well and not talk to the person. Please don't give up too soon, because there is yet an appointed time for you to speak. There is an appointed time for you to make that connection. There is an appointed time for you to do what God has called you to do. I know the journey has made you weary. Everything that you have been through has taken its toll on you. But there is purpose to this, and you are about to go into your divine purpose for what this journey is. This alternate route, this way that you normally wouldn't go, there is purpose to it. And so don't give up. Make sure that you take this encounter that you have, this weariness that you have in walking this journey, and go ahead and you want to continue, be encouraged on today that there is purpose even in this weary journey that we are taking. And there is an encounter for you to have with someone that is going to change the entire trajectory of their life. I want to say that I love you. I want to say that I appreciate you sticking with us. I want God to bless you and keep you. May heaven ever smile upon you. May God give you peace. May he give you rest for your weary soul. May he strengthen you when you think you are weak. May God's angel come down and strengthen you as he strengthened Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. May the angels come and strengthen you while you are in your lion's den. May you be strengthened in all that you do and in all that you have to say, because God is with you. He has purpose for your life, and he will strengthen you to endure what you have. Elijah had to eat, and there was strength that was given to him to continue on his journey. God is going to strengthen you in this. I thank you for listening. Please like and share this podcast with those that you know. They need to be encouraged. They need to know that there is purpose even in their weariness of their journey. Please understand that we will continue on. I appreciate you. Again, I thank God for you. Have a blessed day and be at peace. Blessings, grace, and peace to you all.